Welcome, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a schus for Shmuel Alexander ben Nechagittel, Avram Mordechai ben Nechagittel, Simcha ben Nechagittel, Gil Shoshana bas Nechagittel, and Chanaliba bas Nechagittel. They should all have bracha v'atzlacha, v'chol ma'aseh yadehem, and a refuah shleima for Moritz Hena Miriam bas Chana, Aryadov ben Malko, b'soch she'ar chole Yisrael. We are learning the Ma'amari Pachad Yitzchok over Futner and Sukkis. We're in Maimer Kuf Chof He. So here is a very short Maimer. We have two short Ma'amarim, followed by another short Maimer, followed by a longer Maimer. It says in the Gemara in Moed Kad Yedalad Amid Beis, Koin Godel, the Chol Hashana Kiregel, Lekule Alma Domi. That the Koin Godel, all year long, it's like a regel for everybody else. So Rav Futner said, "Kum tois as a kohen gadol is via yontav yid a gansior, that the kohen gadol is like a yontav Jew the whole year." And the Gemara learns from this that a kohen gadol can bring his karbanos even when he's an onen. On Kapanim, you see that a Kohen Gadol is a Yomtiv Yid, that all year long he has a din of a Yomtiv. So, Al Yisod Zeh, on this basis, on this foundation, Toamim Anu Taimu Shaloshan HaKosuv V'Bchira Saharan L'Kuhuna V'Ato HaKrev Eilecha Es Aaron. And now you should bring close Aaron. We can taste a very unique taste in this Pasuk now. Shmos Chav Ches Aleph. Bechira is Lashon Kirva. Val Yisod HaKlal Anal Matzino B'Tosas Al Divrei HaGemara Sham. So we have this Kirva HaKrev is Lashon is Bechira. I want you to choose Aaron. That's what this HaKrev means. I want you to choose Aaron. So on this Klal we find in Tosas on the Gemara, Mashmadim ain menuda noig nidu biregel uadin koin gadol ain noig nidu iklal. So if a menuda, if a person who is in cherem is not noig is nidui on the regel, a koin gadol is never noig nidui because he's always a regel dikiyid. What's the meaning of nidui? Harchaka. But it says about the koin gadol ve'ato akreve lecha. That's kirva. He's always close. He's always chosen. So that's pshat in the pasuk ve'ato ha'kreve lechos Aaron. He's always close, and therefore he's never noeg nidui, because the Gemara says kohen gadol chol hashana kregel kulei alma dami, that a kohen gadol all year has a din like being in the regel, and memela he is always going to be close, just like on the regel there's no nidui. The Kohen Gadol, who's always a regel dikiyid, who's always the yontiv dikiyid, never has nidui. He's always close. And not only that, but the kahuna comes to the kapara on the cheda egel, which caused nidui, it caused richuk. Umoshi ikach asol v'natalo michutz l'machane, archeik min ha'machane. So, kahuna is mechaper on the cheda egel, which caused this distance, and meila kahuna is all about bringing close. Beautiful. Loshen ha-Rambam, we're now in oskuf chaf vov. What was the minute kriyas halel in the days of the Rishon, of the earlier Rishonim, says the Rambam, of our sages, Chazal? Echad mevarech hagadol, achash mevarech hagadol, shemakriyas halel maskel v'omer haleluka. After the one being the leader, the big man, makes the bracha, he's makriva v'halel, he reads it out. He starts and he says, Halleluka. And everyone answers, Halleluka. And he says, Hallu Avdei Hashem. And everyone says, Halleluka. And he says, Hallu Hashem Hashem. And everyone says, Halleluka. And everything is like that. So, on every Hallel, they answer, Halleluka, Zok the Rambam, 123 times. And this is, Keneged Shnosev Shel Aharon. As Zoe Shreib, the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis. So the Rambam is not a Chassidish Rebbe, he needs Ramazim. Simon L'Shnosev Shel Aaron. What's this 123 Keneged Aaron? What's the Rambam teaching us? So apparently we can answer this based on the Gemara in Psachim. They're talking there about when they said Hallel, and they said they couldn't have said Hallel during the time of Pesel Micha, because how could it be that they have Pesel Micha and the Jews are saying Hallel? So you see from here that the Pesel Micha Vaidizara is Moinea Mirasa Hallel, prevents us from saying Hallel. So with respect to the Cheda Egel, we have numerous pratim. With respect to the Cheta Egel, there are numerous pratim, and some of the pratim with respect to the Cheta Egel have a tikkun. But there's one akuda that they don't speak about much, and that's the pasuk, Ki pro'o Aaron l'shimtza b'kameihem. Rashi explains, Lios lem adavar zeh l'gnus b'fi kol ha'kamim aleihem, that this will be a gnus, this will be a criticism of the Jews in the mouths of all those who stand up against them. All those who stand up against them are going to use the Cheda Egel and say, look at what the Jews did. If so, just like Pesel Micha is Ma'akev Amiras Halel, so for the same reason, Cheda Egel also should be Ma'akev Halel. It's also Avodah Zarah. If Pesel Micha, which is Avodah Zarah, stops from saying Halel, Cheda Egel was also Avodah Zarah, certainly stops from saying Halel. Same way, in the same way. So then the Jewish people come and they cried Hallelujah. And that parallels the 123 Hallelujahs, parallel the years of Aaron. In other words, in contrast and as a tikkun to what Aaron brought the people to a place of shimtza, of disgrace, of shame, and brought to a miut of Hallel, a miut of praise. Obviously, Hallel is praise, so Avodah Zarah is against Hallel. Can't have Avodah Zarah and Hallel in the same place. That's why Pesel Micha stops it. So, but by the Cheda Egel, it's different. They have this disgrace of Avodah Zarah. We say 123 Hallelujahs corresponding to the years of Aaron. And that's the tikkun. So even though Kifra'o Aaron, even though Aaron disgraced them, Aaron was involved in this sin, but nevertheless we say the 123 Hallelujahs to show that we made this tikkun. Because if not, we wouldn't be able to say Hallel if it wasn't mitukun. Because look, remember Aaron? Remember the sin of the Egel? And you were saying pukta 123 to show that no, that this is the tikkun. So we're marvin now by Mira Sahalel. So we dafka do 123 to show that not only doesn't it stop us from saying Hallel, what Aaron did, the disgrace, but it increases Hallel in the world. So that's the Simen Lam Shnos of Shel Aaron. That's the 123 Hallelujahs. It says that the Kohen Gadol is Makriv Onan. Kohen Gadol brings Korbanos, even if he's an Onan, even if a relative just died, hasn't been buried yet. Because the Kohuna was born and came to the world as a Mice of Kapara and the Cheda Egel. And if not for the Cheda Egel, there'd be no Misa in the world. And he amarti Elohim atem vnei amun kolchem, achen keldem temusun. So we weren't supposed to die, and only because of the Cheda Egel we're dying again. And therefore, the Kohanim are the furthest away from all in Yanei Misa, Avelus, and Tum, and the Kohen Gadol Befrat, because there on them is Talui the Tikkun of Misa in the world, and the Bittul of Misa in the world. Because the what brought Misa is the Cheda Egel. The Tikkun for Cheda Egel is the Kahuna. They were given the Kahuna after the Cheda Egel. That's the kapara. And the mela, they're makis makriv onan. The mela, the kohen gadol, could be makriv, even if he is after the death of a family member, because he doesn't get affected by death. He is here to be metakin death. And therefore, he does not stop being makriv, even though he's an onan. Beautiful. Now we move on to Maimer Kuf Chof Ches. A very tifa Maimer, which is going to bring us to the world of our tefillah. It's always good to learn Biurei Tefillah. We say, Yismachu v'malchutcha shomrei Shabbat v'korei oneg. Only in the Musaf of Shabbos. Why is that? Why dafka? In the Musaf of Shabbos, we say this pasuk of Yismachu v'malchuscha, they should be happy in your malchus. Shomrei Shabbos v'koreyonik. Also, we have to understand why the Simchon Malchus Shemaim is Tali and Shmira Shabbos more than all the other mitzvahs. Why aren't the other mitzvahs also Simchon Malchus Shemaim? Why is it Dafka Shmira Shabbos? So we know from the Gra that there is a difference between Melucha and Memshala. Melucha is Ledaito v'Ritzono Shel Zeh Shemolchim Alav. And Memshala is Baal Karcho. Melucha is that you're Makabo B'Ratzon, and Memshala is against your Ratzon. Ki LaShem HaMelucha UMoshel BaGoyim. By the Goyim, it's Memshala. They're not accepting it. And the Jewish people said Naseh V'Nishma. And since that's so, that we're Makabo the Melucha with will, we have a tremendous Kasha. What's going to be in Acharit HaYamim? And we're going to have Milas Orlas Halev. And all good is going to be done naturally. If there's no choice, so how can you talk about Das and Ratzon? We're going to have a Yerida Lasid Lover, they're not going to be able to choose good anymore? Because it's going to come so automatically? Can Zayin Azazach? Can such a thing be? So, we have to explain this inyan. And that's our task, Rabosa. We know that Knesset Yisrael knows which nation of all the nations of the world carries on her shoulders Malchus Shamayim. Hat men ois getrogen. Malchus Shamayim. Who is that? That's the Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael. In all the periods, in the period of darkness, in the period of light, in the period of fog and humidity and rainstorms, the Jewish people are always carrying this burden of Kabbalah Samach Shemayim. And that's what's going to bring the world to the tkuf of Malchus HaBachol Mashallah. In other words, the Malchus that's going to bring to Memshallah. Malchus Shemayim Begeder Memshallah. And the more that it's recognizable that this Memshallah is Ois Geknaten Gevarin. It was... What did you call it? I'm doing stuff with my hands now that you can't see me, but that's what you do when you make a challah. You do lisha, kneading. So this was kneaded, K with a K. This memshala was created, was generated, was triggered, was inspired, was prompted by the malchus of Yisrael, b'meshach kol ha-doros. So it is going to be accredited to the avod of the Jewish people. There is a tremendous difference between Memshala Lechatchila and Memshala that was built on the foundation of years of Avoda. We see in the Tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah that the world is going to come to this Hakara. The Hakara that Memshala Yesod B'Avodas Yisrael V'Yomar Kol Asher Neshama Be'Apo Adonai Elohei Yisrael Melech U'Malchuto V'Kol Mashala. Everyone's going to say the God of Israel is king. This Hakara is called Asher Neshama Be'apo. A Neshama Dikar Der Her. Havana Nishmatit. And in that future period, not only are the Jews not going to be bothered by this change, but they're going to be happy about it. They're going to know that Kol Arisha Kul Lashon Goshen Tichle was through their actions. The yisod for this mahalach that all of our avod and olam has is a hachana for the malchus of tomorrow is rooted in the sixth day. The whole ish inyan of the sixth day is a hachana for Shabbos, and Shabbos is main olam haba. The achris hayomim and yom hashishi is bechinas olam hazeh. We learn in the halachas of hachanas of Shabbos veichinu as asher yaviyu, which is said about the parish Shabbos of the parish of Man. And there it says, "Ruki Hashem natan lechem a Shabbat al kain who noisin lechem yom hashishi lechem yomayim." See that God gave you Shabbos, therefore He's giving you a double portion. Kol ikar shel yom hashishi v'achana l'shabbos. The whole ikar of shishi is achana l'shabbos. The tzur of shishi is the tirch of mishtarch be'er Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. And it's not only mili da'al medika achana. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Shemashkim al-Achon HaShabbos b'boker, and we learn from Ve'ichinu es asher yaviyu, tekef la'avo ha'achona. It's not only a din in Zrizus, rather it's a halacha b'mechuyin u'b'mesuyin b'achonas Shabbos b'yom ha'shishi. We learn it from a special pasuk to show that there's a special union of preparing on Friday as early as possible. That's the avoda of Friday. Therefore we start right away. And that's why we have this Torah of Shomrei Shabbos with respect to the Malchus. Miloshin v'oviv shomer es hadover, that it says by Yaakov in Yosef's dreams that he waited to see when they're going to be fulfilled, Rashi says. Mamtinu mitzapim osai yavo. Shomrei Shabbos are those who are zocha to be samech b'malchuso yizbarach. Since they are toreach and meichin and mitzapeh l'tkufas malchuso v'kol mashallah. And they're happy now, and they're misaneg al tuvah shel Shabbos. Kulam yitzbu v'yisangu mituvecha. Because they realize that it's all from them. We're enjoying Shabbos because Shabbos l'asid lavo. And what brought to this period of l'asid lavo? Our avoda. Our avoda. So the Shomrei Shabbos dafka are samech in the malchus in the of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's our avoda. The Shomrei Shabbos, those who are anticipating Shabbos, they're zocha to be samech b'malchus Hashem because they were preparing it all week. They want to be come to this point of malchuso ba'kol mashallah. That lasid lavo, this malchus is going to turn to memshala. And memela, they're going to be misaneg v'saveh mituvo. Now there are two changes in the nusach of Tefillah Shabbos, Tefillah Musaf on Shabbos, and the Tefillah Musaf on Yontif. On Shabbos we say v'yom haShabbos, v'yom haShabbos shnei kvosim, the hey ayidia, the Shabbos that's already known. And other times, it says Chag Shivas Yomim. It doesn't say Ha. So one, you have the Heidi on Shabbos, and not on the other days. And also, the pasuk says Olas Shabbas B'Shabbato. So there's a Patach. Really, Al Pi Diktuk, it should say Shabbos. In some Sidurim, they dafka have Shabbos, but that's a mistake. We're going to explain Mitzvah Hashem. First, we're going to explain why Karbanos are called Lachmi. So again, the first change is the Hey Yediyah, and the second change is that it says Shabbos and not Shabbos. That's what's special about Shabbos. So, why are karbanos called lachmi? The Talmid Agro explained that just like a lechem in Sutta Shabbos gives chizik to your chiyus, It gives koach to be mechaber, your goof with your neshama. Because without lechem, there's going to be no, without food, there's going to be no chiyus in your goof. So to the avodah of karbanos, creates an added asheras hakadusha in the worlds. It's the chiyus of the world, and therefore karbanos are called lechem. Because they add chiyus in the world, just like lechem adds chiyus to your goof. However, while normally lechem does its job in the direction of from here and now, from now on, the future, what you eat today gives you chizuk for the future. Karbanot Shabbat are not about the future. They are connected to the Avodas Hayom together with the Hachan of yesterday. The explanation is that our knowledge of Shabbos is connected with the Hachana of Friday. It says, Ruki nasan lechem, Hashem nasan lechem is a Shabbos. Alkein, Ruki nasan, Hashem nasan lechem ha-Shabbos. Alkein, unosein lechem biyom ha-Shishi, lechem yomayim. See that God gave you Shabbos, therefore He gives you on Friday bread for 2 days. So from there, from Friday, we recognize Shabbos. So the whole inyan of Shabbos comes from the Hachana, as we said, on Friday, and it connects to Friday, and therefore we say that the Avodas Karban Hayom, it's called Lechem, is Poel on the Yedias HaShabbos of yesterday, and it's Mechazik, the Yedia of yesterday. And it's as if the Sudas Shabbos adds Koach to Friday. The Parnassus of Shabbos is from Friday, and the Lechem of Shabbos is Mechazek Friday. And that's why we say, Yom HaShabbos Shnei Kvosim, that Shabbos that's already known from Friday, because the carbon is Mechazek that Yediyah. We already knew Shabbos on Friday, and then we have this carbon that's Mechazek that Yediyah of Shabbos that we started on Friday. Now we go to stage two, and that's based on the Yisod that Shabbos is only Nimsheches L'Sha'avar, L'Yom Shishi Bilvad. That Shabbos is not only about the previous day, that Friday, but Shabbos is also about the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Like the Levim say, Mizmor Shir L'Yom Shabbos, Mizmor Shir La'atid Lavo, L'Yom Shekulo Shabbat. What's the Makor? That all Shabbos is a chelik of the Shabbos Shel Asid. The most pashta makor is the lack of Seir Lechaper in the Musaf of Shabbos. We don't find in the other Musafs. Because in this Matzav of Hayom Hazeh, you need a Seir Lechaper. We're Somech on the Behurachum Yechaper Avon. The moment we finish Ne'ilah and Yom Kippur, we start with Yechaper Avon. Omitting the Sayer Lechaper, and the Musaf of Shabbos teaches us that this day reflects that Darga of Milas Orlas Halev, that you don't need the Yechaper Avon. So Memele, you don't need the Sayer Lechaper on Shabbos. One of the Klolei Adiktuk is that a Komatz that appears in place of a Patach closes what you're saying. Like it says, Kasher Omor, in Bereishis Chof Aleph Aleph, instead of Omar. Komatz means it's over. Patach means it continues. And that's even what the words mean. Komatz is Miloshan Kamsen, somebody who closes his hand. And Pasach is Loshan Psicha, it's still open. And even in the movement of your lips, Patach, if you do a patach, your lips are going to open. And komatz, you're going to close them. Olas Shabbos be Shabbato teaches us that Shabbos is open. It doesn't end. If it would have said Olas Shabbos, it would be all about this Shabbos. And end here. When it says Shabbos, not with a komatz, with a patach, we see that this carbon musaf, without a sari lechaper, is connecting this Shabbos with that great Shabbos of the future of Yom Shkulo Shabbos. So we see a movement in two opposite directions on Shabbos. On one day, and one on Shabbos is pointing to Friday. It's turning towards Friday. It's mechazik the das of Friday. Now the other end, Shabbos, is turning towards the Shabbos Shel Asid. And now we return to where we began. So, as I like to point out in the Ma'amar of Refutin, we have two dinim of Shabbos, two aspects of Shabbos. Shtei panim l'Shabbat. Shabbat sheponeh le'atid liyom shkulo Shabbat. V'Shabbat haponah liyom shishi. Now we go back to the beginning. Yismechu v'malchuscha dafkon musaf. Because the yichud, what's special about musaf is that it doesn't have a sari l'chaper. And that shows the kesher of Shabbos to lasid level. The Shabbos that starts with that Achana of Friday and goes all the way till the end of days. That's the time when we prepare for Malchusa B'chol Mashallah. Because through the Achana of today, we can have the Torah of Malchus Lasid Lavo as well. And that's the Shorash of the Simcha of Yismechu V'Malchuscha Shomrei Shabbos. Those people who are Shomer Shabbos. Shomer, we said, is anticipating. Those people who anticipate Shabbos, who wait for the day that there's going to be a Malchus Dikah Memshala, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rule over us without our will, because we created in this world with so much Ratzon that there we're not going to have Ratzon anymore. Those are the people who are Zoche B'emes to be Sameach B'Malchus HaYizbaruch. So now we understand so beautifully why on Shabbos Musaf Dafka we say Yismuchu B'Malchus HaShomrei Shabbos. Dafka here, there's a simcha b'malchus, because this is what creates the malchus de lo asid, the memshala dika malchus de lo asid, that in this world we willingly accept upon ourselves. B'simcha, the malchus of Hashem, we anticipate it, we wait all Friday for it, and that brings us to the Shabbos de lo asid lavo, where v'yomar kol asher neshama b'apo, Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech, u'malchuso b'kol mashallah. Amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.